The Zoom interviews on Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio continue, because now moving into the 21st century with a vengeance, because she's always proved that when it comes to technology, there's no one finer than being able to plug in the right microphones and sorting things through. It's Sarah Huntley. Yay, Sarah!
Hello, Alex. It's so lovely to see you. I can't tell you, I'm quite joyfully tearful about it. And thank you for bearing with my microphones. But as we're all learning in these ages, as we've said, if at first you don't succeed, try. or turn your computer on and turn it off again.
Yes. Hallowed words, Sarah. Switch it off, switch it on, and see what actually happens. It's a reboot.
Make it all about and come back, yes. Yeah.
So, as we said, this is the first in this whole series of Zoom interviews that we're actually putting together. We're speaking to people from there. How are you finding this new technology? Because I must admit, I've done a few video calls with Skype in the past, wasn't that happy. Zoom seems to be working okay, touch wood. From your own point of view, and obviously as a drama tutor and somebody who's actually working through that process, and something which in higher education we're all having to get used to, how to deal with this distance learning, in every sense of the word, virtual distance and so on. How are you finding this technology?
I think Zoom's jolly good. I think it's better than the others. And I think everybody goes through a pain barrier with it, thinking, oh, Lord, can I do this, including students and pupils? And that's good. And I think for me, it's quite moving, because the children and the pupils and the adults that I work with have probably found that, like you and I seeing one another, it's a tremendous lift to actually see your chums and mates and have a chat. So that's been really good. I'm now having to try and record people for videos to do a showreel, because we've missed the showcase. And that's not so good, because, you know, people have rehearsed pieces which we've rehearsed obviously together, and then trying to change the moves around them. I'm not the best camera woman. So I'm capturing a little bit of what they've done. Sometimes, actually, a bit like the Talking Heads and a lot of the showreels and videos that have been done amazingly for television with the... It's good, but I would say, I know this isn't going to be popular, and they're talking about blended learning in all universities and all sorts of walks of life. You can't really beat the interaction, basically, of being in a class with other people. Mm. And I've had some quite funny ones where some of my smaller pupils have pretended every time we've gone to do their piece to record, because this week's the recording, suddenly the sound's gone and they're miming, and I know that the sound hasn't gone, but they don't want to do it. And also, I think the other thing that I find, I don't know about you, Alex, but when you're on these big Zoom meetings, that's fine to be anonymous and people turn off and turn on. But I think it's quite rude, a bit like people that I'm quite old fashioned, look at their mobile phones when they're having a meeting. Apparently that's acceptable, but kind of, it's so lovely, it's so good to see you and actually talk and feel I'm almost with you, that I don't like it in Zoom when people say, oh, I'm still here, and then turn their camera off. I find that I'm then talking to a black screen. Admittedly, there's somebody probably still left on in the meeting. And when you're on a phone doing that, you can't see if, you know, that you're just talking to them. So I actually now have done a whole term on Zoom, and come Thursday at 6 o'clock, I will have finished my Zoom classes for this term.
You'll be zoomed out.
I am. I need a rest. And I think also, it's not fair with some people because their connections aren't as good as other people. So that
tell me about it.
Well, it puts people at a disadvantage. I suppose the really funny thing. Is it? It's quite good. It's like the mother-in-law jokes. You could suddenly, if you get to a bit in the meeting that you don't want to join in, my connection's gone. You can just press the button. I was so exasperated on a Zoom meeting the other day, and I was in the car. I wasn't driving at the same time. Somebody else was driving. I did consider that, thinking, I really don't need this at this meeting. That wasn't actually teaching. Yeah. I think I might just pretend I've got a bad connection and go. But ultimately, then we're left with the anonymous thing, aren't we, of, oh God, all these loose ends, what am I meant to do about this job, that job? And I think I think people are being cheerful, but all these people that are going, hey, it's a great new way, it's the way forward. Well,
we've just had Glastonbury and we could just get into the shower immediately afterwards. It's great.
Oh, no. To the actual seeing, touching, feeling, smelling.
I'll tell you what, sir, I thought I'd have a little... I'm not sure whether this is a treat for you today, but you're probably going to be the first person actually for... I on 3-4 decades to actually see these. These are shots basically of yours truly when he actually entered the world. So I never thought I actually sort of physically
showed. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Shall I describe for everyone?
I think we're gonna let's go with that. And by the way, I'm not the cat. So that was our first ever pet. That was Flash.
That is just gorgeous. Flash and Alex in a dress, everybody.
Yeah, well.
Have you got a picture there with you and your mom, Alex?
Yes, I think I can find. I can probably find out something with respect to that.
So can I say to everyone, if he's going to put this out there listening, Alex is looking very well, very healthy. Look, you're looking quite slim here, that's... Alex. You're looking like you've lost a bit of weight, actually. Oh, yes. We now have Alex outside a Mock Tudor house. In shorts, I would imagine.
Pretty much where I am now. That's the family home, Zara.
Wow. That's lovely. Oh, yeah. And shining the car.
Of course, the old Hillman Minx. And I'll finally, because otherwise, who knows what could actually happen with this. I think we'll actually get one of the driving
I'd like
shots.
I'd love you and your mum and your dad.
Yes, let me just
I think we've all been looking at photographs quite a lot, haven't we?
It is one of those sort of things where you think, where are we actually going through here? Oh yeah, so proving that I continue driving.
Oh my goodness, what a fab car and what a fab woolly hat.
Yeah, and that's enough of the insight, I think, into some of our sort of past scenarios from that.
But Alex, you see, you're in good company because we're both 60s.
Well,
and you can tell the knitted outfits and our mum's quite slinky dresses, actually. They all had this quite I love that. It's so good to see you. It's so good to actually see you. This is a very, very good Zoom call.
It's our first video call that we've actually put together, which is a radio show at the same time. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I think you were saying about Zoom, I think Zoom's good for this because the positive side is for my friends up north on a Thursday, I have a lot of friends, as you know, in Newcastle. And so we've managed to have a meeting every Thursday at 6 o'clock when we've all come offline from work. And that's been great. And I think that will continue because we're all of a certain age and it's a way of seeing people more frequently than we would. And I have a friend who's got MS and it was his 60th birthday last Thursday. And we all got together and surprised him. And he goes to that and we did some old pictures, just like we've been doing there. Of where we all look like album covers. And I think Zoom will stay with us in that way, but I really sincerely hope that by the time we start going back to school in September and as the summer goes on, that Zoom becomes a means of communication when we can't see one another, not as a matter of form. Don't you agree?
It's certainly done an awful lot that I wasn't expecting when it used to be an ice lolly in the 1960s. You know, we used to have this sort of multicolored lolly. We'd have it on a stick and it was a Zoom. Or indeed, we could actually have Fat Larry's Band and who's Zooming who. It's very confusing. Mm. Anyway, Zoom. Sarah, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts as whatever with your good self. I think we've done a fantastic radio production. Again, you've had an insight into some of my very early appearances on the planet in my current incarnation there, which could be quite shocking, but you cope very well with that.
Can I just, before we sign off, I think people would like to see you in your natural habitat. So I'm looking very handsome, very good looking, very well, in a crisp blue white shirt.
You know, I haven't worn a tie since March.
Well, it seems
shocking
you.
For myself.
I'd just like to say to everyone, though, it's an interesting background because he's on a rather nice leather seat. Uh-huh. But then behind him is a strange array of... It looks like we all...
They refer to in the day as videotapes, Sarah. VHS tapes.
Along with a cluster of other things, which denotes, I feel, how we are all feeling, and it's making me laugh, which is is good. It's a rather good background to have, actually.
Sarah, it's been awesome speaking to your good self, and let's use those last two questions. What the hey? Have you had a reasonably interesting Zoom call with us today?
Hey, I've had a wonderful Zoom with you, Alex.
And will you be back again in the very near future?
I sure hope so.